Let's talk some hockey right now. We're joined right now by a left wing for the Vegas Golden Knights. He is an all-star. He had a goal in Sunday's 2-1 win over the Rangers for the season. 18 goals and 11 assists. He was the 33rd pick overall back in the 2005 draft. Vegas is having a great first season. 29-10-2. They're in first in the Pacific, and they're hosting Edmonton on Saturday night. James Neal is my guest. James, it's really good to have you on. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
James, I'm great. It's so good to talk to you. Let me first get your thoughts on Sunday's win over the Rangers. The team's got a little bit of time off since that game. First of all, how good does it feel to go into a little break with a win over a good Rangers team?
Yeah, it was a great win for us. Rangers are a good team, fast team, and the way we're playing at home and the way our season's going has been a lot of fun. And it's always nice going to a little break on a winning note.
Now, James, it's amazing how your season's going. Let me first ask about you, or secondly, ask about you and Marc-Andre Fleury. You're going to head to the All-Star game this year. What's it mean to you then to go to the All-Star game and to represent the Golden Knights?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to be selected to go to the All-Star game and be with the best players in the league. And, now playing for Vegas to represent them and the way our team's been going all year. So Fleury's a good friend of mine, a guy I played with in Pittsburgh and know very well. And he's more than deserving. So we've got a lot of guys on our team that surely could have been picked, but it's going to be really nice to represent our team.
James Neal joining us. Now, you and the Golden Knights are an amazing story. And in order to do this justice, I need to go back a little bit. You went to the Stanley Cup Finals last season with Nashville, and then you were selected by the Golden Knights in the expansion draft. Can you tell me what was your reaction when you first heard that you had gone from one of the best teams in the NHL to an expansion team?
Yeah, it was. It's crazy. It's hard to put into words. You're with the team and you're with your best friends and your teammates, and you do everything you can to try and win a Stanley Cup. And we came up just short, but taking the positives out of it, what we did for that city and the way our team played and how amazing everything was, it was pretty special. So I'm glad I got to be a part of it. And a week after the season, I was told by our GM, David Poile, that I wasn't going to be protected and that I was going to be picked up by Vegas in the expansion draft. So it's a lot of mixed emotions. I've been traded before, but it was a little bit different this time. It wasn't like I was being traded, but I was being kind of let go. And, you just try to take the positives out of it and, going to Vegas and being an expansion team, just trying to do everything you can to make the team great. And we knew we had a good team and we'd be competitive, but I don't think we thought we'd be this good. But the way our whole team's come together and the way the guys are playing is pretty special. I couldn't be happy to be part of this Vegas Golden Knights team.
James Neal joining us. I appreciate your thoughts on that. The expectations, obviously, for an expansion team is going to be pretty low, and you guys have absolutely smashed that this year. So when did you first get the sense that this team might have something special about it?
Yeah, I mean, it was... It was definitely different for our expansion team this year. I think with the way things are set up and, teams can only protect so many guys. So we knew we were going to definitely get some good players, guys that teams probably didn't want to have to let go, and some tough decisions for a lot of teams around the league. But, starting with Fleury and Matt, no team gets a goalie like that right off the start. So building from a goaltending out through a defense and then having some great forwards too is we're just a solid team, and then when things happen like that and you do get to move on, I think everyone's kind of playing with a chip on their shoulder and everyone has something to prove, and it showed. So we became a team really quick. Our coaching staff is unbelievable. Our organization did a great job of picking guys and putting them in the right spots, and everyone is enjoying it, having fun with it, and it showed on the ice.
I was going to say, it looks great on the ice, and I would imagine it's such a strong, strong room. But then before the season starts, there was that horrific shooting in Las Vegas that devastated that city. What was it like for you and the team to go through something that horrific?
Yeah, it was awful. I was there. I was at the concert on Friday. Coming from Nashville, the way the country music is there and getting to know different country stars. And so being there Friday and how close to home we are is you can't really put into words. It was terrifying, and But I think the way our team came together, what we did for the community, just trying to help out all the families affected, all the first responders, and you know, I think you saw the way our opening ceremony kind of went with our first game, and you know, we're playing for our city, our community, and everyone affected by that. So it's something for us to rally around, and we did everything we could to try to bring some light to a terrible situation.
James Neal, my guest. I mean, that opening night was so emotional, and it was only 5 days after the shooting. And then you scored twice in the third period, once to tie the game, and then with the game winner. What do you remember about that game, and especially that second goal?
Yeah, I mean, playing in Dallas, it was where I was drafted, and it was where I scored my first NHL goal, and where I played my first NHL game. So to do it all over again, kind of, and playing for a new team, and our first goal of a franchise, and then to win our first game and against a tough opponent. So it was just really special. It's something I'll never forget. And just the reaction from our guys and how happy everyone was the way the game went, it was really cool. So it was a special time.
James Neal joining me for a few more moments. You know, I also want to point out that not only are you having a big, big year and you're an all-star, it's even more impressive when you consider that you had surgery on your hand in the offseason and you weren't even sure if you'd be ready to start this season. What was the rehab process like for you? And then how were you able to come back so quickly and play at such a high level?
Yeah, it was a tough summer, just how short it was from going into the, you know, Stanley Cup Finals. And I broke my hand in game one against the Ducks, and then ended up playing another round and a half. So I didn't get surgery till end of July, and then was trying to get ready for camp in September. So I ended up missing camp, but Vegas was great with me. All the doctors were awesome and helped me rehab and get better. And you know, I had to get a plate and eight screws in my hand to fix the bone, and it took some time. But when I was able to come back, everything was good. So it's I'm glad I got to start the season where I did.
I mean, James, you guys are a different breed. Hockey players are just a different breed. Was there even a thought or an issue that maybe you would not continue in the postseason despite that broken hand and screws in your hand?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. As soon as I got slashed, I knew something was wrong. And it was the first game in the semifinals there. And, you know, I came off and got an x-ray quick and I knew something was up, but you do everything you can to get to that moment in that place in your career, so you don't really let anything get in the way. So, a few needles and freeze it up, and then you get back out there and play. So, I think that's just the way hockey players are. Like you said, they're a little bit of a different breed, and they do anything for their teammates and do anything to try to win, and for us to try to win the Stanley Cup, and for me, a chance to be able to play in the Stanley Cup Finals is a dream come true, so I wasn't trying to let anything get in the way.
James Neal joining us. You know, I'm a California native, and I grew up as a hockey fan. In fact, we not only had season tickets to the LA Kings, we used to go to the old WHA games with the LA Sharks, so I've seen this. I've seen the Ducks come into town. I've seen the LA Kings before and after Wayne Gretzky. I've seen San Jose when they had an expansion franchise. I've seen all of this, but Vegas is different. Like, one of the goals with the NHL in Vegas is not just to have a good hockey team, but to have a good hockey culture. So as a player, what has the fan support been like, and do you feel like that culture is starting to develop?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I think any guy that's played in our rink, and I mean, obviously our players would say the same thing, but I think it's definitely the best atmosphere in the whole league right now. The way the rink is, how intimate the atmosphere is, and fans are on top of you, fans are loving the game. And I think just, you know, around the community and when you talk to people and see people, everybody's just really excited to have a sports team. And, you know, the first professional sports team in Vegas, and I think all the hard work everyone did with their owner, Bill Foley, and then right down to our management. So to be able to put this team on the ice has been pretty amazing, and everyone's very appreciative of it, and it's been amazing to play in front of our fans. So no one would have thought it would have been like this, but every single night, our building's electric, and it's like a playoff atmosphere. So it's been pretty sweet.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're showing up in Summerlin to watch practice. Let me finally ask you this: then, are the fans? I mean, are they locals who live there? Are they people that come to town who just want to, quote, see another show? And then, how knowledgeable are they about the sport?
Yeah, no, it's a combination of everything, but there's definitely a ton of locals, and like you said, in Summerlin, a lot of us live 2 minutes from the practice rink right around there. So, but having them come out to practice every day, our buildings, our practice rink's packed every single day for practice. So, I think that tells you something. But they're knowledgeable about the game, they cheer at the right times, and they're definitely helping us out on the ice. Cause, like I said, the atmosphere has just been amazing, and no one could have thought it would have been this good so early in the franchise history.
Oh, for sure. And then finally, what's it like to be in Las Vegas away from the ice? Has that part been pretty much what you expected it to be?
Yeah, it's been great. I live in Summerlin, and I live 5 minutes away from the practice rink. So, I think for everyone that comes to Vegas, obviously they're down on the strip, and that's what they kind of see and think Vegas is. But it's got a lot more to offer, and it's been really cool to call it home. And there's lots to do outside the strip, so it's been a lot of fun, and it's been nice turning Las Vegas into a hockey town.
I was going to say, never mind the strip, if you had a chance to get the golf clubs out, there's some pretty nice tracks out there.
Exactly. There's some beautiful golf courses. I love to golf, but with the way my hands,
right.
I haven't been able to swing them in probably a year now because summer was so crazy, but I'm sure after the season I'll be able to get in place. So it's been great.
Vegas is having a great first half. They're in first place in the Pacific Division. They're at home Saturday night against Edmonton. James Neal closing the show for us today. James, great to have you on the show. Appreciate the conversation very much. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Nice talking with you.
Nice to talk to you, James. Great job. Really well done. They're a great, great story. Love it. Anybody in Vegas checking out the Golden Knights? They are so far ahead of schedule. Emails very quickly. Rome, I have lived here 52 years. This town is nuts about how the Knights are wrecking the league as an expansion team. What Foley did to get this where it is right now was amazing. Playoffs. Vegas is in the jungle.